was a fair bit of widespread rainfall across New South Wales and Queensland over the Christmas break, and that certainly has been enough to give producers a fair bit of confidence to hold on to stock. And with the fewer cattle on the market and strong competition for that tighter pool of cattle, we saw the Eastern Young Cattle Indicator jump up to 600 cents after only 2 weeks of sales this year.
And the lower Australian dollar has also been another important factor.
With the lower dollar, it only makes our product more competitive globally. And when we have a look at the major countries that we export to, like, for example, Japan, Korea and China, there's also been tariff reductions into those markets too. So the tax placed on Australian beef when it enters those countries has been declining, which also adds to the competitiveness of Australian beef.
But the sale yards have only been open for a few weeks and processors have yet to make their mark. Like exporters, they'll be trying to snap up the supply, and that could possibly push the indicator up even further.
Once all the processors do get back into full operation, and if the supplies do decline further on the back of more follow-up rainfall, it's likely to stimulate some strong competition.
Director of Topex Roma, Cyril Close, says there's also been a lot more lighter-weighted cattle coming through the Queensland sale yards, and that's also had an influence. In the next few weeks, he expects heavier weighted cattle coming back onto the market and says that could actually push the price down.
Well, once we get a few more markets around the state going and interstate, and we've got processes, you know, killing cattle and the whole thing's back in swing towards the end of the month, that'll dictate to me as to how long that 600 cent barrier is going to be there. So once we get a few more heavier cattle back into the marketplace, maybe that'll bring it back under that 600 barrier.
While the prices are good for sellers, Cyril Close says any graziers trying to restock after recent rain and pasture growth could have a hard time getting into the market.
On one side of the coin, if you're selling, it's a great place to be, but if you're trying to restock, it certainly puts another barrier in the way. Extra money you've got to outlay to put cattle in your paddock. You just can't buy as many cattle now as what you could for the money prior to that.
For those selling, AgForce Queensland General President and cattleman Grant Maudsley says there's no doubt they're celebrating. The extra few cents being made per kilo can make a big difference to finances.
What it does do is, with these joy you've had, there'll be a few people thinking about, you know, a little bit of maintenance around properties that needs doing, you know, whether it's painting something or replacing a worn-out bore or, you know, some fences. It lets people think a little bit about some retiring a little bit of debt and maybe some capital works or something around the property. So it means a fair bit to people's business because a lot of people have been treading water for the last few years and certainly not improving properties.
So just how long could the Eastern Young Cattle Indicator stay at that record mark of 600 cents? For Ben Thomas, it's not an easy prediction to make.
And that's really going to depend on the timeliness of follow-up rainfall. So while it was great to see some you know, quite large areas get decent rainfall over Christmas and New Year, it certainly wasn't enough to be drought-breaking by any means. So the timeliness of follow-up rainfall will be certainly one factor. And then the other factor is just how tight supplies do become after what has been 3 years of unprecedented cattle turnover, processed or live exported more than 10 million head for the last couple of years. So that's going to have a big impact on the number of cattle that are available.